sanctions after sanctions. The U.S. Senate considers fresh unilateral punitive measures against Iran. Powerful pro-Israeli lobby group AIPAC has strongly backed the proposed sanctions, and the target is foreign banks that do transactions involving Iran's national oil and tanker companies. Deeply troubling police, the NYPD faces a class action lawsuit over its stop and searches of ethnic minorities. An American judge has ruled that police illegally stopped thousands of Hispanics and blacks. The lawsuit alleges that New York police officers were told to do this regularly or be punished. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has warned countries that they are trying to stir unrest in Syria will be the ones who will suffer. His warning came after Damascus said it has captured foreign mercenaries who were helping armed groups fighting Assad's government. Home at last. Two Iranian engineers kidnapped by gunmen in Syria last year have arrived in Iran. They were part of a group of seven engineers who were building a power plant in the city of Jandar. Turkey helped secure their release. The other five Iranians are still in captivity. The euro takes a steep dive against the dollar on Greece's woes. The eurozone single currency has hit a four-month low against the greenback. The drop was intensified after the European Central Bank said it will temporarily stop lending to some Greek banks to limit its risk. The Spanish snub the Brits. Spain's Queen Sofia has turned down an invitation by her British counterpart to attend Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee lunch. Sofia is angry about a planned British royal family visit to Gibraltar. Madrid and London are at odds over the disputed territory. More than 50 people are arrested while others remain steadfast. Russian police have detained opposition activists in two different locations in the capital. Early Wednesday, Moscow police broke up an Occupy-style camp. The remaining opposition activists have pledged to continue the protest movement. And students rise up again. Chilean students marched to renew their calls for free and better education. But the march in the capital, Santiago, was marred by violence. Some protesting students threw things at police officers who responded with the use of water cannons.